Labor Department figures show 524,000 people lost their jobs in December. This follows 584,000 job losses in November. The Labor Department report reveals an economy in freefall, with the unemployment rate up nearly 0.5% to 7.2% and rising. The unemployment rate is at a 16-year high. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist at PNC Bank in Pittsburgh.
In the third quarter, we lost 600,000 jobs in round numbers.
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter, we lost 1.6 million jobs. As you said, a record decline or near-record decline for the year. But unfortunately, the rate of job decline really just accelerated dramatically in the last 3 months.
Hoffman spoke on Bloomberg Television. President-elect Obama said the job loss figures show that America is facing a devastating economic crisis. He repeated his appeal for early congressional action to approve a multi-hundred-billion-dollar government program to stimulate the economy. For all of 2008, the U.S. economy lost 2.8 million jobs. This is an economy that had created millions of new jobs in the past decade. The U.S. economy has been in recession for over 1 year, and the downturn is accelerating amid projections that economic output is currently declining at a more than 4% annual rate. Financial markets were not greatly impacted by the employment report, where bad news had been anticipated. Oil prices were steady at around $40 a barrel, as the slowing world economy has brought prices down over 70% from their peak back in July. Most stock markets lost ground on Friday. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.